SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy evening. We have more of these NBA play-in games tonight. Philly and the Heat are going right now. Got the Bulls and the Hawks later on. We have a couple of baseball games, very light night slate. Pretty much everything was in the afternoon today in MLB. We also have some hockey games, as a bunch of teams are finishing up their final games of the regular season. We have some playoff schedule for this weekend, so the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs start on Saturday, which is outstanding. We have the golf at Hilton Head, Harbortown, the RBC Heritage, some final picks there as well, and a lot of football news. As the NFL draft is a week from tomorrow, including quite the story on Bill Belichick in ESPN this morning. So we have a lot to discuss, that's for sure. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go, Ferna to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? We got the over last night. We got the over in the Yankee game, and we got smashed by Ingram last night. Could we pick it up with the NBA tonight? Could we pick it up? Kick it up a notch.
Yeah, Ingram didn't help us, and there's Ingram did not help us in that game, and he's, I guess, hurt, Joe, or whatever the situation is with him. We do have this Miami, and we do welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here on a Wednesday night on the grid. We've got the Heat and the Sixers going. And this game, Joe, obviously, look, the total was low for a reason. It's dipped underneath 200 now live. It's at 194.5, as there's not a whole lot happening here. 33-26 is the score with the Heat leading. Now, Butler looked like he got banged up before, Joe, but he's still out there playing. He left the game for a couple minutes, and then he's come back in. The Heat are on about a 25-10 run in this game, as the Sixers had an early lead, and they just can't buy a shot right now, Joe. They just missed like three shots in a row with some offensive boards.
Yeah, but they're down by seven. I'm not worried.
No, I'm not worried either. You want to take the Sixers live?
Yeah, I mean,
-118.
Buddy Hield is doing nothing for us, Carver.
Well, nobody's doing anything. Hero's got no threes either.
Who do you want to do? You want to do the Sixers, and who steps up?
Yeah, I don't know.
We got this Maxey
Yeah, Maxey's
he's got 1-3 though. You want to take him for 4 threes?
He's got 9 points, and Embiid's got 8. Yeah, I don't know, Joe. This game is just, you know what it is about this game? I don't like playing overs with points and stuff like that when this game is, it's just like a schoolyard fight, man. I mean, it's like prison rules out there right now. I just don't really want to get a part. This game might be like 89-87, Joe, you know? Just not a lot of volume. You know, I got to get a lot of volume.
I mean, you want to take Joel for 25? I mean, he's got
to... Even that, I just don't know.
Ugh.
I mean, I might feel better about Maxey than Joel.
Maxey? We got him for assists. Maxey?
Yeah, I think that one that we did, the ship's going to sail. Man, look at this. 9-point lead now. They're extending, Joe. Extend. And a steal 3-1, making an 11-point lead. They're running them up, Joe, here. The Heat defense getting involved. 37-26 now. There is only, to begin our evening, Joe, and really for the entire evening because there's no late-night baseball tonight, there's only three games at night. The Phillies lead the Rockies 7-1. So the Phillies finally busted out against the Rockies. Schwarber's got two homers tonight as they go to the bottom of the seventh. The Angels lead the Rays 2-1. Trout had his eighth homer in that game, Joe. So Trout continues to stay hot. And the Red Sox lead the Guardians 1-0 in Boston. Cleveland's beaten them the last 2 days. Cleveland has the best road record in baseball so far this year at 9-2.
So, nice.
There's a little mini run by a couple buckets in a row for the Sixers to get it back to 7, Joe, 37-30.
I just took Embiid. I got some
stuff. He did 25. He did Embiid for 25. Like that's where you want it to go.
Yeah, I did Embiid for 25. Hang on. Embiid for 25, Lakers for 76ers plus 1.5, and over in the Hawks game, 223.5. I'm in.
Over in the Hawks game. Yeah, I like the over in that Hawks game too, Joe. The second game.
I'm going to alt it. I'm going to alt it up to 230. I'm going to alt it.
Alt it up to 230. I'm also going to probably jump in live. They're starting the second period in this game in Tampa with the Leafs and the Lightning. Of course, the game really doesn't have much meaning to it, Joe, but Matthews is looking for his 70th goal. He was like minus 160-ish or minus 170-ish pregame. He didn't score in the first period, so now it's at minus 105.
Okay.
If he doesn't score in the second, Joe, I say we jump on it for the third. If he doesn't score in the second.
All right.
We go all out for it. Because you know that he's giving the puck. He had like 7-8 shots on goal in the first period. Like, he's going for it.
He's going to go for it. I'm going to go for it. Let me see. What could I get here? I'm zigging when I should be zagging. They don't let you alt this game.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to alt I want to alt the Hawks game. I want to alt it.
You can alt it. Why can't you alt it?
I'm trying to find it. There it is. All right, I'm going to alt it up to 230, guy.
Like, you're going to alt it up to 230, huh?
230.5.
Believe this, Joe. There hasn't been a 70-goal scorer in the NHL since the 92-93 season.
Gretzky, right? Gretzky, no. Or was it Mario Lemieux?
Gretzky has 70-goal seasons in his career, but the last time there was a 70-goal scorer.
Don't tell me, 92-93?
No, I said 92-93, and it was actually two guys who did it in 92-93. I guarantee you won't get either of them. Guarantee.
Jeremy Roenick.
No.
Matt Snazlin.
I'll tell you when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're just getting going on a Wednesday night. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Wednesday night on the grid. So I'm going to stalk this number, Joe. I've actually got it up in front of me. I told you what, it was minus 105 and they started the second period.
Yeah.
It's now plus 115 for Matthews. So maybe the 10-minute mark, Joe, instead of the end of the period.
All right, hero. Okay.
I want to get involved because I just feel like he's going to score tonight. They're really trying to get it for him. And I was telling you last time they had 70.
All right, hang on. Yager?
No.
All right, one more.
One more, and you'll never get it. Go ahead.
The fact that you say I'll never get it?
You'll never get it. One guy I can guarantee you haven't heard of. And maybe you did back in the day, these guys, because these are real good players in the 90s.
All right, give me 1 second. 70 goals.
They both Brett scored Hull. 76 goals.
Brett
now,
Hull.
Brett Hull has 3 70-goal seasons.
Ah!
But he was not the last one to do it in 92-93.
Right,
he did his
on,
in 90, 91, and 92.
All right, hang on. So I'm close. I'm close.
Make it quick. We got to move on.
All right, hang on. I'm thinking Colorado Avalanche.
They weren't even in existence then.
All right. Relax.
They were the Quebec Nordiques
in 92,
93.
I'm thinking Montreal.
No.
Is it the East Coast?
One's an East, one's a West.
Lindros?
No. You're not going to get it.
I'm good, though. I mean, you can't. I mean,
you're giving me
good.
Names, but you're giving me names, but you'll never get these.
Patrick
guys.
Elias. Who was it?
No. For the Winnipeg Jets, Timo Salani.
Ah.
The Finnish Flash. And on the Eastern Conference, it was from the Buffalo Sabres, Alexander Mogilny. Had
Mogilny.
Yeah.
I know Mogilny.
So, that was the last time
Cujo.
Somebody scored 70.
Wasn't he with Cujo?
With Cujo. No, Cujo. Jeez.
You gotta respect me, Curtis Joseph Cujo.
Yeah, he was the Leafs, Joe.
All right, Carver. You know what? For somebody that you bashed me about the golf, you bashed
you
me
good.
About the
you
hockey.
You did good.
Mats Naslin. I mean, the fact that I'm throwing out old timers off the top of my head shows you that I watched the game back.
You did a good job with that. I'll admit, you did a good job. Some of your guesses were you had the right time period. You had you know it wasn't. It was.
It wasn't
good
like
job.
I was talking. Phil Esposito.
And then he just locked the game. It's probably him who scored.
No, you think so?
I don't know. They locked it. We'll have to find out.
That sucks. I keyed, just so you know, Kobe White and Trae Young.
Really?
Yeah. 3 threes each, 20 points for both, and the over.
Okay.
If it comes in, it pays 617 on the parlay. I don't like when there's minimal baseball games. We can't get anything back. We're like forced.
Well, you love yeah. You
these games.
You love throwing more logs on the fire. Who was that? Was that Hero or Robinson that hit that three?
Nah, I don't know. Probably nobody we have.
Hey, Hero. That was Hero.
Hey, Hero. We don't have Hero.
I'd do in another one that
them.
I have.
Where's this but, Joel Embiid?
But it doesn't matter, Joe, because this Buddy Hield, is he even playing?
He sucks. He's cost me more. He's a money burn, too. I hate guys that just burn tickets. Like, at least give us a little bang for the buck. At least make us at the edge of this seat. At least carry us into the fourth quarter with a little life. This guy's dead from the start.
See,
this guy's a complete
dead. Heel doesn't get a lot of burn with them. You know, you would think this is a spot to play him because you need threes and he's instant offense. His defense leaves a lot to be desired.
It's a long cry from Norman.
Embiid's back out there. Is Embiid back out there now? No.
I would hope that he's out there. That way you make it sound like they got to scrape him up to put Joel Embiid on. This. I mean, come on.
He ain't out there right now.
It's a playing game. What are we doing here?
Well, Joe, I mean, he's banged up.
With the banged up. Come on, the guy's getting how much a year? 40 million? Scrape yourself up, put some gauze on it, and get out there.
Banged up. What can you do?
Man, these guys just don't care about winning. Do
it wasn't Matthews, no. Joe. The Lightning scored, not the Leafs. So
that's good. I told you
plus
that. Lightning's
hot. Plus 140.
They're hot going into the playoffs. Hot.
They are. They are hot. I kind of like this live over for Boston and Cleveland. If you want over what? 5.5, it's 2-0 Red Sox bottom of the fifth. I think the Guardians are going to score some runs here at some point. You want to put it with the golf?
You want to take somebody for a homer? I mean, it's the Green Monster.
No, I don't want to do that in the middle of the game. I only play homers pregame because you just don't get.
You don't get the
value. Number just is no good after
that.
And now they locked this. Somebody probably said something.
Carver. And I don't want to. I'm frustrated.
You don't want to what?
Why are you
frustrated? I'm just frustrated. Because, you know, it's just, this is a dead zone. You know, it's the calm before
we got a playoff game on here. I mean, what's...
Yeah, but we got a gutless home team. I mean, they're getting kicked in the teeth. You think Philly, you think, you know, blue collar, crash the boards. Every time Jimmy Butler walks into that place, he walks out with a W. And that's why I respect the guy. Guy's got heart. He doesn't score 80 a game, but when the chips are in the middle of the table, he at least gives you a bang for your buck. We got this Buddy Hield. What's he doing? He can't even shoot a three in Nerf.
He don't even play. I mean, it's just, it's hard. He's played 4 minutes in the first half.
4 minutes?
Yeah, we're
Where's
we're
Joel
finished.
Embiid? He's the guy stuck in it. Hey, he's got 10 now. Wow. The only big man on the court. He can't eat.
What do you mean? You got Bam out there.
With Bam. Bam's a $1.65 soaking wet.
And then Embiid misses a layup to end the half. I mean, Joe, this was a bunny he missed right underneath the hoop. And it hit
a
the
bunny?
Rimmed out.
What's a bunny?
Bunny. When you're right underneath, you should go right
bunny.
In. Bunny.
A little bunny.
I mean, look at this. 2 for 8 from the floor for this guy, Joe. Come on.
8 points for the big man? The heart and soul of your offense? He's only got 8 shots? The way we got Donovan Mitchell shooting 56 times a game. Dame time that, I mean, all these teams. Giannis, how many shots does he take? Joker, we got our best player shooting 8 times in the first half. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Can I go?
Let's regroup here. Let's regroup.
Let me just tell you this. Yeah. I'm like all locked in on this Haney Garcia fight. They sucked me in even more now.
Why? What happened now?
I don't know. I'm like mesmerized with
I was just going to say, can we actually bet this thing? Haney's minus 1,100? Are you kidding me?
Nope.
So Garcia's going to get throttled.
Carver, he is doing.
How about
so
a knockdown in either round 1 or round 12 at 12-1?
I mean, you want to take a shot with
I mean, you have to play the exotics. You can't play minus 1,100. We need exotics. I mean, will the fight go the distance? Yes, all these fights go the distance now.
No, this one ain't going the distance. Trust me. Either Garcia's going to win by knockout or he's going to get crushed. There's no in between.
Haney to be knocked down twice, 50-1. Haney's going to kill this guy. He's going to kill this guy, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. Great to have you aboard. I want to get back to the Sixers and Heat, Joe, but I was just saying, like, you're going to have to find me some exotics for this fight because this is like... Again, how are you betting this? You're not laying 1,100 or what?
I got one for us.
Okay, give me the good one.
The good one something is a, good. A knockdown in round 2, 29-1.
Now, why round 2? Where'd you pick this number out of a hat?
Well, I'm just saying, maybe they get through the first round, second round. Maybe somebody lands a haymaker. 4 knockdowns in this fight. That if you get 2, you're not getting 2 more. No way.
How about this one? I found one that I like. All right, so you got one you like. You got one you like. Let me give you one that I like.
Good. What do you got?
Haney to win the fight in rounds 7-9.
Where do you see that?
Plus 550.
Where is that?
So that's under group round betting, okay? So go down to group round betting. I figure stays in there for a little bit, Garcia. And then Haney eventually wears him down and hits him with the knockout somewhere in those 3 rounds.
What is the round 7-9?
Yes, +550.
I don't even
I like
know if
that,
it's
Joe.
Gold. You think it's going to go 7?
I mean, most of these fights never end in a knockout. Let's be fair.
I know that, but I don't know. Here's the thing. Either Garcia's going to knock him out in the first or he's going to get knocked out before the 6th because I don't think he's in shape. So it's either that, and I think we protect ourselves. We do 4-6.
How about Ryan Garcia to be knocked down 2 or more times at plus 650?
Where do
How
you
about
see that?
Where's Boxing that? Specials, plus 500 to plus 1,900. Because you say he's going to get pounded. Garcia to get knocked down 2 or more times, plus 650. Fire bet right there, Joe. Fire bet. I know you like that one.
Right? Yeah. We need something just as insurance, though. What can we put in there as insurance?
What does that mean, as insurance? What are you talking about? Joe, I ain't going to watch this fight. I mean, let's be fair here. I'm going along with you.
How about a knockdown in round 6, 12-1, too?
Why don't you play a knockdown in every round?
I mean, a knockdown in round 5 is 15-1. How about this? I got a bet I like. A knockdown in rounds 1 or 2, 16-1. That's my bet.
All right. I'm only playing the Garcia knockdown twice at plus 650. That's it. I'm out. Other than that, I can't get too involved in this show. I'm not even.
I'm like all hyped up about this now.
Well, you should go to the fight. I don't know why you're not. You should go. You should go to the fight. It'll be cheaper to go to the fight than to order it on pay-per-view.
No, go out to a place that has it.
Who's going to have that? Who would actually spend money on that for somebody to come to their establishment? I just don't see it.
The last big time in Jersey when I was searching for a fight, I forget the last big pay-per-view. I think it was Garcia. It was Garcia Tank. There was no place in Jersey that had the fight on, sports bar-wise. Mm-hmm. Not one.
All right, here we go. Haney versus Garcia. Continue. Cheapest seat in the house. I don't know. Cheapest seat in the house right now is 123 on secondary market. That's upstairs.
You got to drive. You got to.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, I figured they'd be like $20 because who would actually want to see this
bucks?
Fight? Who wants to see this
bucks?
Fight?
$20. What do you think? This is 1975. $20.
Is this no juice for this fight? You're the only one excited about it.
Nah, they've been pumping it up. It's all over the socials. It's all over your social
because when you click it once or twice, they keep feeding you, Joe. That's what happens. Their algos are feeding you because you clicked on a couple of videos. So now every time you open up your Instagram and your Twitter, you're getting flooded with Garcia Haney propaganda so that you go buy the fight. They have sucked you in, Joe. You're the guy. You're the guy they're after, and you got right in the bear trap, and they closed you in, and now I'm excited for this fight. Yeah, because they brainwashed you with all these dopey videos. They got you now.
They got me.
You're in.
Like the band
Joe Minow. You got Conor McGregor, Joe. You got Conor McGregor about it.
You got Conor McGregor.
I did. I think so. But Matias, I don't know. Hit that
all
bell.
Right.
Ring that bell.
Let's get to this, Joe. It's at the half in Philadelphia. 51-39 Heat lead. Okay.
What do you want to do?
The live number is Heat -5.5 now.
I don't want that. I want the Sixers on the money line. Go big or go home.
Sixers money line is plus 196.
Perfect.
Okay. And then the total live is 190.5. 190.5. By the way, I bought in on Matthews at the 10-minute mark at plus 145.
All right.
I may double the meat at the second intermission if he hasn't scored.
All right. Here's what I did.
Yes.
Okay. Joel for 25 and the Sixers money line.
Joel for 25.
Pays 340.
And the Sixers money line. Joel for 25 is locked for me right now.
I just got it.
I'm sorry. I don't have it.
All right. So Sixers money line and Joel, the bet plays 340. So let's ride. Let's go. Let's see what we got. I don't know.
Let me tell you some of the particulars here. Butler has 10 for the Heat, and that's on 2 of 8 from the floor. He's got 4 assists. Hero's got 9. He's only hit 1-3. He's 4-for-12 from the floor. Who else matters, Joe? We said Embiid has 10. He's not having a great night. And he's got 6 bounds. Excuse me, Joe, but 6 bounds for Embiid. Maxey's got 9 points with a 3. He's got 2 assists and 2 bounds. 6 bounds for Oubre. 6 bounds for Tobias Harris. Lots of bounds. I mean, they're killing him on the glass here, Joe. Nah, 25-21. Who's going to get hot here, Joe? Somebody's going to get hot. How about Kyle Lowry against his old team? How about we go to Lowry?
Lowry.
Kyle Lowry.
Old man Lowry?
Yeah. For 15.
Where do you see him?
They don't even have him listed. He's got 7 right now. His number's 10.5 at -150 to the over.
Can't even get him. You can't even get him.
Kyle Lowry. How about Harris for 15? He's got 6 +190. What do you mean,
Tobias?
No? Why? Yeah, Tobias.
No, it's the big... no, because these tertiary guys like Ingram,
yeah, I'm in.
He didn't even eat in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
he didn't even eat.
You're going to eat for me. I'm going in.
35 for Joel Embiid.
Him. You know who I'm going to put it with, Joe, in the golf?
Don't tell me. Harry English.
No, Cam Davis, top 20, +185. After he owes us, Joe. Davis owes us after last week at Augusta.
You told me the guy was gutless.
Well, he's got great history here at the RBC.
That history. Throw it out the window. Mm. History.
That ain't right.
History. You know what?
History matters.
You know what's at the bottom of every shipwreck?
What's that, Joe?
A chart in history. Okay?
Okay. You're missing out.
I'm just saying.
All right.
All right?
If that's how you want to play it.
What do you mean that's how I want to play it?
You want to play it. All right. That's what we'll have to do, I guess. All right, I'm in on Tobias for 15. I put it with the golf.
All right, put it with the golf.
I put it with the golf?
I need to win a little before I can get it, you know.
Before you can get what?
Before I can get going here. You know, again, now that you were dead right about this Philly game because they're over.
Wait a
they're
second here. Time out a minute. Oh, I just got this information on my desk. This just came across my desk. This is the 7th time these guys are fighting?
What are you talking about?
What is this? Matias, what did you just send me? For the record, he said, this is the 7th time Haney and Garcia are fighting each other? Come on. That can't be right. Not professionally. Maybe a street fight out in the alley.
When
have they fought
about?
7 times?
Could he pop on? Where is he?
Yeah, you know what it is. It's also close to a break, so I...
All right, hang on. I'm going to Google it now.
I am. That's precisely what I'm doing.
My bad, guys. Yeah, it's the 7. This is gonna be the 7.
Oh, amateurs. They fought a lot as amateurs.
The last time they fought was 6 years ago, in 2016, and Haney won via decision. But these guys did come up together, so they do know, you know, what's up each other's bag of tricks.
So they fought 6 times as amateurs.
Yes, they did.
Okay, I'm trying to read that. I'm reading about it now, Joe. See, this is why, you know, Matias is in the fight game.
See, now you're involved. They sucked you in now. You see, how it works?
They didn't suck me in because guess what? I ain't going to be buying a fight on Saturday night. So they ain't going to be – they're not really sucking me in. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Tobias Harris with the first bucket of the second half for the Sixers, Joe. Let's go.
Yes.
Let's go.
Is it Joel Embiid?
Here come the Sixers.
I told you that. Joel Embiid.
He's got 12.
He's halfway there.
Okay.
Come on. You're telling me they're going to go down like jumps? this team? They're going to go down
I don't
chumps?
Think so. So you're saying that Philly's the play then?
Say it again?
You're saying, I mean, let's play Philly live then.
I played them live. Plus
yeah, but you, yeah, but no, but you have to mix and match with other stuff. Like, you need Embiid to get 25. If he gets 24 and they end up winning the game, you lose.
Well, why do you always have to be negative? Why can't he get 30?
I'm not being negative. I want us to go to the window.
Yeah, they're down 12. This team can't get
all
a
right,
stop.
All right, I'm going in, Joe.
Go in with 2 feet, this Joel.
And I'm going to put it with the golf,
like,
too.
Really, yeah, put it with the golf. Keep putting it with the golf.
I want to have tickets loaded up for this weekend.
That's all you care about is having tickets on the golf. 5-1 Tampa. 5-1 Tampa. This team is trending. I said it. 10-1.
Did you see? Did
I'm
you
the
see,
hockey whisperer.
Did you see what the series price was for Tampa against Florida?
No.
You didn't, huh? Hold on. Let me get it up for you. Where is it? They don't have it up yet? Where's the series
playoffs
price?
I got it right here. Playoffs? There it is, right here.
To win 2-plus rounds is plus 450. Why series. Do they not have the... it says playoff series, but they don't have the series. Oh, yeah, here we go. Plus 146 for the series for Tampa. Plus 146. Heavy dog show.
That's the same line. That plus 146 is what their dogs in game one.
No, that's not the game one line.
No? I'm looking right at it. Saturday, 7 o'clock.
Well, they're playing Sunday afternoon.
Well, why does it say Saturday?
All right, I'll get you the right number. I have it here from Coast to Coast this afternoon.
All right.
I mean, why wouldn't you not have it? You know how the NBA was set up, Joe, with the series?
Yeah,
how it had all the...
they like screwing with us.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. In fact, Joe, I went to a better place to find this sort of information. And now I have it. Here we go. Series. I was right. Tampa series plus 145.
Love it. Give it to me.
Okay.
All day, every day. Give it to me, Mom!
Islanders are plus 280 against Carolina. Harris on the line here shooting free throws. Let's get him to 15, Joe.
Come on now with this Harris.
Hey, this is my guy. Get him to 15. All right. Sixers live. Who do you want to put it with, Joe?
Sepp Straka.
Seppi? T20? T20?
You got me all over the board, Carver. I'm just looking. I'm just closing up the windows.
All right, I'm in. Seppi.
Seppi.
Top 20.
You know okay. who's also. You know who's also sticking out to me?
Who's that?
The Steven Jaeger.
Jaeger bombs.
Jaeger. I call him Jaeger.
Yeah, you do. It's Jaeger, like Jaeger bombs. He's the only guy who's beaten Scottie Scheffler in the last 2 months. Down in Houston.
I feel like I'm gambling.
You want to just do this now? Let's just give the card out now. Who do you got? Give me the full card.
Of what? The golf?
Yeah, give me the card.
We're talking about the RBC, right?
Yeah, I mean, I give you a couple plays for the Punta Cana, but the RBC is the one that matters.
Sure, I'm looking at the right one.
Yeah, the RBC, the big event, the tartan
all right,
jacket.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Favorites, meaning like, you know, top guys.
Chalks, right? Chalk side.
Chalk for me, Justin Thomas, 45-1.
That's not really chalk, but okay. Well, for you it might be, because you
right,
go so
me,
deep down
chalk.
The board. It's,
right,
you know.
I only go for big
So you think a little goal. Bounce back after missing the cut at Augusta.
Correct.
You think a little bounce back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Who else you got?
Austin Ekeroat.
Okay.
Austin, don't call me Eki Ekeroat.
150-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this guy is just screaming to me. I don't know why. Screaming to me every time I hear his name in my head.
Can't wait.
You ready?
Yeah.
Chandler Phillips.
Who? the hell is Chandler Phillips?
Put it
Joe, I mean, I bet so much golf every week. Who the hell is Chandler Phillips?
Let's get the bio on Chandler Phillips.
Oh,
his name
goodness.
Is stuck in my head. It won't come out.
How did he get into this event?
I don't know, but Chandler Phillips, this guy is just sticking out to me like a sore thumb. Now, some might say if he was at Aqueduct, he might be a 99-1 shot. That's the way people are looking at this. But every now and then, a mule wins a race.
You can tell me he got in for finishing third. He finished third at the Valspar. I mean, he missed the cut at the Valero.
The kid's from Huntsville, Texas. He's the son of Chris and Keith Phillips. I don't know, but I like him. Kid looks sharp.
In the swing five or the swing 10 or whatever.
He's an Aggie. He's an Aggie. The kid's an Aggie. Texas A&M. 12th man. And he's got some stash. This guy's got a stash like a leg.
I'm trying to see how.
This guy's stash, I mean, you want to talk about thick? Holy cow.
I'm stunned that this guy's in it.
Well, Chandler Phillips is the first round leader.
First round leader. Oh, you want it for first round leader?
And to win it all at 400-1.
Okay. All right, wow.
Why, is that
this.
Shocking to you?
I was just, you know me, I'm curious as to how what got him in the field of a field like this, because there's only just under 70 guys. I was wondering how he got in. That was all. As you could tell, Joe, I haven't been doing too much shopping at the very bottom of the board here. Like, I know Woodland and Kisner got sponsor exemptions. That's how they got in. But most of these other guys... You know, how'd they get here?
I
all right, let's go with this. Can we so here's what you gave me your card. Here's I'm playing Willie Z at 30-1.
Not every week with this Willie Z.
Not every week. I got on to Gala at 40. Now, these other ones, Joe, I got the Monday morning 7 a.m. shopping, so the numbers are a lot different now. Like, I got the Irish Bear at 80-1. He's 45-1 now. I got Tom Kim at 110-1. He's 55-1 now. I got Lucas Glover at 120. He's 80-1 now. So I got some good shopping early on Monday morning. Those were like number plays, Joe. Number plays.
Number plays. The number's right?
Yeah.
People that listen to the show are saying JT Potts and Pans, Wyndham Clark, Shane Lowry.
He does. And Craig's right. Craig, who just tweeted it, he is right. JT does play well at this event. I'm just nervous of how he's played in the caddy change. I don't really want to invest in him. Although the number would make
his caddy?
The number makes me want to, because at 45 you is a good number. And then Shane in Arkansas is playing Wyndham the Butler Clark, who I actually saw down to 35, and that's another number that he's been so good in these elevated events. It's hard for me not to consider with him falling that far down.
Can I just say something, though? Whenever you change the caddy, that's his confidant.
Oh, and Shane's on the Irish Bear as well. Shane's got a bunch. He's got Homa, Clark, Lowry, and Cameron Young. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
But when you change that confidant, and he's telling you to use the 8-iron, and you should be using a wedge, something, you know, use the woods. Meanwhile, the other caddy's telling him, go with the irons. Go with your gut. You know, that's a problem. You know, what happens if his former caddy, you know, he understood him. You know, maybe his blood sugar was a little low on hole number 9. He gave him some almonds. You don't know how this works. I don't like when the caddy's not there. That's the guy that he was in the foxhole with all this time. No good. No.
Now you got to build a new relationship.
Yeah, it takes a while. There's a growing process. You know, think about it. You know, when the pressure's on, I'm sure the old caddy's cracking jokes, making him lose fast and loose. This caddy might not know what to say. He might have a personality of a piece of cardboard.
Here's what I'm doing for first round leaders.
Good.
You ready? And you know me, I try to stay to the bomb side of things. I don't really want to play the chalk with the first round leaders. I'm playing Taylor Moore at 45-1. I have Chris Kirk at 45-1, Captain Kirk. Adam Shank at 55-1. I have Tom Hoagie at 60-1. I have Eric Van Rooyen at 65-1. And then I have Jake Afternoon Nap at 80-1 as well. Your boy Chandler Phillips, 100-1 for first round leader. 100-1.
That's great value.
I'd probably add Sepp. You want? How about we do a family play? Seppi for first round leader at 45-1.
Only if you put it with a UFL over.
No, absolutely not.
Here come the Sixers. Here's why.
I just want to tell you this before, and you're right, we got to get back to the Sixers, but I'm going to tell you this right now. It is so hard to hit these first round leader bets. If you think I'm going to sit around and Sepp Straka actually gets first round leader and I have to wait for some dopey UFL game over the weekend to actually potentially cash it, there's no shot. 45-1 is more than enough, Joe. I'm not greedy like you. You want to go waste it and put it with UFL? Are we playing Sepp 45-1 for first round leader?
Sure.
Okay, just put it by itself so we have a little juice tomorrow.
All right, coach. I'm going to do that. I'll do that for
just
you.
Just don't put it with the generals or whoever it is that you want
to. How to spread the portfolio.
The generals and the Vipers or whoever it is that's going to be playing in these games.
Generals aren't there anymore. Come on. There you go.
Threw them out of the league too, huh?
Showboats,
threw the generals out.
Yeah, no.
Are the Brahmas still in? The Brahmas
are
still in?
Yeah, no big-time markets. Showboats, Stallions.
Yeah, it's such a garage league.
Garage league. If it was hockey, you'd be watching it.
It's a garage league.
I take offense to that.
You should. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Six-point game in Philly. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159 here on a Wednesday night. All right, Joe, this game's getting really, really good. 64-61, Miami leads the Sixers, as the Sixers have been on a big run here. How is that not a foul? Did you just see that? Are you watching this, Joe? Where was the foul there?
I'm watching, I don't know.
What are you watching instead? What are you watching?
I'm ticker tape watching. Heald got us 1-3. We're down 3 right now, 2-29.
Yeah, and then they call a foul on that. Like, honestly, awful. 64-61. Sixers are now plus 104.
Is Embiid
and the total's at 187.5. He is not out there right now.
Is he loafing? What the hell is he doing?
Well, he can't play 48 minutes, Joe. So.
God can't play 48 minutes. Can he play 8 minutes?
He'll probably play most of the fourth quarter. Well, that should have been a foul right there. That's just awful.
I mean, he's not going to, like, all right.
What do you want? What do you want him to get?
I want him to score 13, and I want him to take the game over. That's what I want.
Well, if Nick Nurse is smart, that's what he's going to instruct everybody to do here in the fourth quarter. Maybe.
Guy stuck at 12 points. Buddy Hield with 1-3.
Got a rebound. I mean, come on.
Look at this. Look at this.
Kid missed a free throw and a rebound. Offensive foul. Send it the other way, Joe. Send it the other way.
This guy, Kevin Love, still in the league?
Yeah, look at him.
This guy's like
older than dirt. Got that gray cooking too, right, Joe? Got that gray cooking.
Oh, he gave him the elbow.
That's a great call. We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.